Started off as a dream pre-Monaco, became a reality for Lewis Hamilton. Yes, he said he wanted to win the Monaco Grand Prix, and that is what he did. The dream kind of went off the rails a bit after qualifying, and went even more off the rails when in the first opening laps of the race, he smacked the barrier and broke his tyre. Lucky, lucky Hamilton, but as he stated on the radio after the race, he more than made up for his mistake. Lewis Hamilton, Monaco Grand Prix winner and championship leader. This is F1, I'm JK. This is episode 82, the Monaco Grand Prix review. Well, just like the 97 race, this Monaco Grand Prix, because it was raining, yes, the rain came. It went on for just over 2 hours, so definitely one of the longer races we've had for quite a few years. I can't remember the last time a race went 2 hours. It might be the 97 Monaco Grand Prix. Yes, over 10 years ago now. That was the race that Michael Schumacher won. And, well, Felipe Massa, the man who finished third, will be thinking of a 97, perhaps, if he was watching the race, because he did almost exactly what Michael Schumacher did in that race, going on at Zandvoort and pretty much having to do a U-turn donut style and carry on. But Schumacher didn't lose the lead, and this time Massa did. He lost the lead to Robert Kubica at the time. But anyway, let's start from the back. Bourdais out, along with David Coulthard. Yep, your two retirees, the two first retirees in the opening few laps of the Monaco Grand Prix. It was very, very wet, and they just slammed into each other. Coulthard lost it on one of the long turns near the beginning of the lap, and, well, poor, poor DC. Kind of aquaplaned. You couldn't blame them. They were on intermediates, and it was raining extremely hard at the time. And, you know, in those circumstances, as a Grand Prix driver, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But you could argue they could have been a bit more cautious, both of them. What happened was, Coulthard went off and hit the barrier, and then right behind him, almost a replay. But this case, a Toro Rosso. Bourdais did exactly the same and shoved into the back of David Coulthard, and then, you know, the safety car was brought out. Fisichella retired in the Force India. He's the next retiree. He was struggling the whole weekend. If you look at the qualifying, he was a good, what, 6/10 of a second in the qualifying behind his teammate, which at Monaco, yes, Fisichella, a Monaco specialist. And, well, if Force India were to get points, they were going to get points at Monaco. But more than that, we have a Piquet in the Renault. Yes. Not a good showing for Piquet out. He put the slick tyres on, made a bit of a mistake towards, you know, the end. It was brave enough doing it, fair play to the guy for trying to do it. But perhaps Renault should have thought, well, this guy is not as experienced as Alonso, so maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't quite risk it as Alonso did. And then we had Rosberg out, and big, big smash brought the safety car out for what I believe was the last time. And, well, Hamilton's lead completely eroded. It was about 38, 39 seconds, thanks to Rosberg. So Hamilton fans would have been chewing their fingernails down coming the end of the race. But there you go, Rosberg in the Williams. And the last retiree, though, and for some, and for many probably, a tear in their eye when it happened. I was shouting at the TV, yes, Sutil, Force India. Goodness me, he was in a nice points scoring position, and, well, he went out. Poor, poor Sutil. And what can he do? He had his best race, and I always want to have a 1 minute silence. For the one race where Force India could have scored a decent amount of points, it was not going to happen, was it? Thanks to Kimi Raikkonen. Kind of wasn't all his fault. He completely lost it. Going on the downshift of braking for that chicane after the tunnel. But you could also argue that a driver of his experience shouldn't be doing that. And as he lost it, he also lost the lead of the championship as well by slamming into Sutil. So what are you going to do, Kimi? Naughty, naughty, naughty. He finished ninth in the end, did Raikkonen, but poor Sutil retired with it, nine laps to go. Heidfeld in the BMW, 14th. What is going on with Nick Heidfeld's season? Once again, his season's getting weaker and weaker as Kubica's season seems to get stronger and stronger. He needs to pick it up, and I believe his bosses have now come out in the news and said, don't worry, Heidfeld's going to pick it up, and he definitely needs to. Trulli, 13th, behind Glock, interestingly, another Monaco specialist. Wasn't going right for the Toto Ito drivers, was it? Really, not that much to say other than that. Really didn't quite get it together, did they, for the Monaco Grand Prix weekend. Jenson Button in the Honda had a few coming, had a few mishaps, which is why I think he finished 11th. Otherwise, as we know, he is a wet weather specialist, and he's quite handy around the Monaco streets. So, Glock. Button in the Honda. 10th, we had Alonso in the Renault. He was he had a not bad start, and then things weren't quite going his way. He had a few tumbles. He went into the pits, and interestingly, I believe he was the first one to try the, we say slick, but really, it's the grooved dry tyres, and he was quite slow, but at the time, he was way down in 14th place, and it was definitely worth the risk, and a driver with Alonso's talent, you thought he could get away with it. He was very slow to begin with, but then he began to speed up, and that's when all the other drivers got the clue, got the idea that, hey, we're on the wrong tyres now, let's pit in. So Alonso very much the guinea pig. 9th, Raikkonen in the Ferrari. Well, we know about him. He had not a great race, even in the wet, when the race began. Massa was definitely the fastest, Hamilton probably the second fastest at the time, and Raikkonen, well, he was just losing time hand over fist compared to the other two guys. Not quite with it, really, for the race weekend. You felt, fair enough, Massa's on pole, but Raikkonen, he's got to have... Some people felt he had a better chance of winning the race, even starting from second, than Massa did. Didn't quite happen, did it? Is the Raikkonen season, after such a solid start, beginning to fall apart as Massa is coming together, and also Hamilton, for that matter? Next up, his Finnish teammate, Kovalainen, in the Renault. Yes, Kovalainen, he's pretty much stalled, unfortunately, on the grid. I don't, as of you know, whether it was completely his own doing, but a stall to stall. He started last, he finished 8th, so he's got to be kind of happy considering where he started at Monaco. 7th, we had Nakajima in the Williams. Well done to him, scoring points, big thumbs up, well done Nakajima. Out of all the drivers, I expected he would have been one of the first ones to get it wrong, but he didn't. 6th, Barrichello in the Honda, back in the points. Well done, Rubens Barrichello. Yes, he likes Monaco. Remember, he finished here second place in 97 for the Stewart team in very similar conditions in the wet. Well done, Rubens Barrichello, and well done, Sebastian Vettel. Yes, he's finished the race again for the Toro Rosso, finishing 5th. There'll be a smile on that German's face. Well done. And also well done to Mark Webber, our 4th place finisher. A big smile on his face there. Is that 5... Is that 5 point scoring positions in a row in 5 races? If it is, well done to the Aussie. He's really showing what Red Bull can do. Now DC needs to get up and join him. And DC needs to also get a bit of, bit of luck. And Mark Webber is getting a nice, touch wood, there you go. But a nice bit of luck at the moment for the Red Bull team. And 3rd, Felipe Massa in the Ferrari. He very much looked like he was going to win it at one point. He's pulling away. Kubica was a bit faster, and then what happened? He did a bit of a Raikkonen, and he lost it under braking for the first turn, went straight on into Sandoval, and he didn't stall it, which was good. He stopped it from going in the barrier, which was good, but I think the old Felipe Massa would have stalled it, or he would have gone nosedived into the barrier, losing a front wing and maybe more. But the 2008 version of Felipe Massa did not, so to his credit, that was good. Kept it calm, did the U-turn, he lost the lead, but he, you know, was still in the race. And second, Kubica in the BMW. Well done, Kubica. Absolutely fantastic. He did a very, very sterling job. At one point, looked like he could win it, and then Massa got the lead again after one of the pit stops. I think it was the penultimate run of pit stops. And, well, why did Massa end up finishing third and not second? Well, at the time, I do believe that Kubica went on the dry tyres a lot earlier, and Ferrari, their strategy wasn't too great this weekend. They went on the dry tyres a bit too late, hence Kubica ahead, but beaten by all of them was Lewis Hamilton. Yes, the man around Monaco, and well done to Lewis Hamilton. In some ways, that mistake he made at the beginning of the race, where he slammed the barrier, broke his tyre, broke his wheel, and had to pit, they fueled him up, and that really, some were saying that perhaps won him the Monaco Grand Prix, and you couldn't really argue with that, could you? Because they were able to fuel up, and then when they all came in, he absolutely Senna-esque, lap after lap, was just zooming so much faster than everybody else, and it came in at the perfect time to put on, I believe, those dry tyres. Well done, Lewis Hamilton. So really, you know, the wheel thing kind of helped him. So there you go, there's your Monaco Grand Prix, there's where everyone finished, and here's a quick roundup of that 20-odd grid. Well, congratulations to Lewis Hamilton, his first Monaco Grand Prix win. Second, Kubica in the BMW. Third, Felipe Massa in the Ferrari. Fourth, more points from Mark Webber. Fifth, Vettel Toro Rosso. Well done to him as well. Sixth, back in the points after a long hiatus, Rubens Barrichello in the Honda. Seventh, Nakajima in the Williams. Eighth, Kovalainen starting at the back in the McLaren. Ninth, Raikkonen, oh dear. Tenth, Alonso in the Renault. 11th, Button in the Honda. 12th, Glock in the Toyota. 13th, his teammate Trulli in the other Toyota. 14th, Heifer in the BMW. Now for the retirees, Sutil. What a shame in the Force India. Rosberg, then we have Piquet, Fisichella, Coulthard in the Red Bull, and Bordet in the other Toro Rosso. Well, what happened after the race and who said what? We've got a bit of that coming up. And, well, the first one, thanks to planetf1.com, Whitmarsh says McLaren and Lewis needed that win. Yes, Martin Whitmarsh, he is one of the bosses at McLaren, Ron Dennis's second-hand man. Ron Dennis is number one in many respects. Martin Whitmarsh has underlined the importance of Hamilton's Monaco victory, which not only brought an end to Ferrari's winning streak, but also handed the McLaren's driver the lead in the Drivers' Championship. Now, after a flying start to the season at a chaotic Austrian Grand Prix, Hamilton and McLaren have come up short when compared to Ferrari in the last few races. Close but not close enough, Hamilton claimed two podium finishes, but never the win as the working team fought back on level pegging. So, there you go. And the Finn's poor result and Hamilton's brilliant afternoon. The Finn, that's Kimi Raikkonen, saw the championship lead, as we know, change hands, and now Hamilton has a 3-point advantage in a much-needed outcome for the woking team. Yes, it was, Whitmarsh told Autosport when asked if Sunday's win was important to McLaren. We're six races in, and we've got to make sure that we're stamping some authority on these races. So this was fantastic. For all the drivers and the teams, there is still something very special about winning in Monaco, and the timing of it was also important. We're leading the Drivers' Championship now, and that is what we want, and we always believed that we could anyway. We've been saying for some time that the race now is who can develop their car at the fastest rate. Whitmarsh, though, is writing off McLaren's rivals. Is not, though. In fact, he still reckons McLaren have to fight both Ferrari and a BMW if they're to win this year's championships. We're not discounting BMW. They're still strong. They're doing a competent job, but Ferrari are going to continue to improve. We're going to continue to improve, he said, and if we can improve at a faster rate, then hopefully we can win the championship. Looking ahead to the next race in Canada, McLaren's CEO believes the team stands a great chance of making it 2-from-2 at the track where Hamilton clinched his debut win last season. Next, we're going to Canada, where we've been quite good in the past. It was Lewis's first win last year, obviously, and I'm sure he'll be looking to repeat, so he's got a bit of momentum, he said. I think he's in great shape, and he felt on Saturday, despite our initial disappointment at not being pole, he still believed he could win the race, which turned out to be the case. So, well done, Lewis Hamilton. And, well, Massa's saying that Ferrari are going to be back in Canada. I'm sure they will. Canada is a very, very good Ferrari track. Suttle, though, poor Suttle. Adrian Suttle, though, he reckons his performance in Sunday's Monaco Grand Prix will go a long way towards boosting confidence. Life in Formula One has not been easy for Suttle, who has often found himself at the back of the pack while racing for Force India, formerly Spyker, formerly Midland F1, and formerly Jordan. So, he said, whether it was a welcome boost for confidence, he said, for sure. Yeah, there you go, direct quotes. Suttle told Autosport, when asked if he was encouraged by his performance, he said, this was an amazing race for myself, and it was a big boost. It was like last year, but this one was even better. I had so many laps, I was racing other cars and doing fastest laps. It was one of my best races. Still, it was a big boost and a very good boost for me. I started the season with some problems. The last races went better and better, especially here in Monaco, my favourite track. Everyone was perfect. Qualifying was not that great, but better than the last races, and the race was just fantastic. Now, as for Raikkonen, costing him a much-needed 5 points, Suttle bears no ill will towards the Ferrari driver. He apologised, so he is a great sportsman, he said. He is a very good driver, and I have to accept it. It was not done on purpose, and it can happen to everybody. I have to live with it and just go on to the next race. It was not like he was braking too late and crashing into my car. He lost the car. The conditions were very tricky, so we cannot say he made a mistake. He just lost the car. In some ways, kind of similar to where Coulthard lost the car back in the qualifying. Anyway, he said these were special conditions, he said, of Monaco, so it will be very difficult again in normal conditions in the dry to repeat this. When coming up to the Canadian Grand Prix, he said, we don't have a chance at the moment and we need to find some updates to improve the car. That is what we have to concentrate on. Just try to forget this race. There are many positive things. Go on with our work and try to get to the front. Yes, fingers crossed for Suttle. And there you go. Well done, Hamilton. Well done, Suttle. Well done, Force India. And well done, McLaren. It was a really, really good set. And, well, who is the man of the race? Well, who's going to be the man of the race? Is it Felipe Massa, who put up with some of the pressure before kind of cracking, but still ended up third and beating his illustrious Finnish teammate? No. Is it going to be Lewis Hamilton, the man who won Monaco despite having that accident? Well, nearly. He almost made it by 0.01%, I'd say, because the man of the race is Adrian Suttle. Well done. Getting right up there. Rookie, all that pressure, not putting a foot, wheel, driving, whatever you want to say, wrong for that Monaco Grand Prix in difficult conditions, withstanding a lot of pressure. And as I said, he's normally quite an ordinary guy, nothing special, but this weekend he was special. He became special. Is this the first of many surprises for Suttle? We'll have to find out. Adrian Suttle, man of the race. Well, that's pretty much it for our Monaco Grand Prix review. Well done, Hamilton, taking the lead in the championship. Well done, Adrian Suttle. Well done, everybody, for making it a cracking Monaco Grand Prix, the best for a long time. Perhaps the best since the last wet one in 1997. But anyway, onwards to Canada, which normally produces an excitingly impactful race. Yes, full of events. I don't know whether that was English. I'll get away with that. But anyway, before the Canadian Grand Prix, though, June the 3rd, I believe, Max Mosley's future will be decided. And assuming it is, because I'm going to Germany, unfortunately, over the Canadian Grand Prix weekend. So probably not too much coverage from F1. But we will be back and I will be reviewing the Grand Prix when I get back. But more importantly, Bernie Eccleston's even come out now and said Max Mosley should go. And I'm not going to get too much in the news now because we'll be having a podcast on the June the 3rd, assuming everything is being equal, has been decided about the Max Mosley thing, and we'll be running down that story. Perhaps the biggest story, other than F1 the sport, the biggest political story of the year. Yep, F1 wanted to steer clear of this political thing after the Spygate last year. It's not going to happen, is it? But we'll be having a podcast about the Max Mosley thing. Hopefully I'll be recording it June the 3rd, assuming, because that's the night I leave to Germany, assuming all things being equal, there has been a decision. So hopefully we'll see you then to discuss Max Mosley's future.